right, welcome back to Beyond the Label. I'm Ruby and I'm here with Eric, who, let's be honest, probably has a more organised morning routine than I do. How's it going, mate?
I'm well, Ruby, thanks. Though I have to admit, my mornings are a bit less zen than you might think. I still hit snooze at least twice. But, you know, routines are a big deal, especially when it comes to mental well-being, whether you have a disability or not.
Totally. And for folks with disabilities, having a consistent daily routine can be a real game changer. Like, it gives you that sense of predictability, right? You know what's coming, you can plan for it, and it just makes life feel a bit less like a circus. Well, unless you like circuses, then never mind, terrible analogy, moving on.
No, I get what you mean. Structure can be incredibly grounding. And it's not just about the schedule itself, but also about using the right tools. Assistive devices, things like grab bars, adapted utensils, or even a good old-fashioned pill organizer, can make daily tasks much more manageable and foster independence. It's about making your environment work for you, not the other way around.
Yeah, and honestly, I used to think planners were just for like super organized people. But when my anxiety was peaking, I started customizing my daily planner with stickers, like actual sparkly ones. It sounds silly, but it made the whole thing less intimidating. Suddenly, planning my day felt like a creative project instead of a chore. And it helped me stick to routines, which in turn made me feel way less frazzled.
That's brilliant. And it ties into the idea that routines don't have to be rigid or boring. They can be personalized, even playful. And let's not forget the basics: gentle exercise, a balanced diet, and proper rest. Even small things, like a short walk or some seated stretches, can make a real difference for your mood and energy levels. And of course, getting enough sleep. Easier said than done, I know.
Oh, for sure. I mean, I still struggle with the whole go to bed at a reasonable hour thing. But when I do, I notice I'm way less cranky. And food, look, I'm not saying you have to eat kale for every meal, but a bit of balance goes a long way. Plus, if you can make it fun, like try a new recipe or eat with mates, it doesn't feel like a chore.
Absolutely. And I think it's important to mention that routines can also include time for rest and downtime. It's not all about productivity. Sometimes just having a set time to relax or do something you enjoy can be just as valuable for your mental health.
Speaking of doing things you enjoy, let's talk about creative expression. I reckon this is one of the most underrated ways to boost your well-being. Like whether it's writing, painting, or even just doodling in the margins of your notebook, it gives you a way to express yourself that isn't about ticking boxes.
Definitely. And there's something quite powerful about personalizing your environment or your assistive devices. I've seen people decorate their wheelchairs or walking sticks with stickers, paint, or even knitted covers. It turns something functional into a statement of identity and pride. It's not just about utility, it's about ownership and self-expression.
Yeah, and it can be a real confidence booster. I remember hearing about a support group that did an art project together. Everyone decorated their own mobility aids, and it turned into this big celebration of individuality. Plus, it brought people together. Like suddenly you've got this shared experience and it breaks the ice in a way that just talking sometimes can't.
That's a great point. Creative outlets can also help with processing emotions and building self-esteem. And you don't have to be a professional artist. Sometimes just the act of creating is enough. It can be as simple as journaling, making music, or even customizing your planner, as you mentioned earlier.
So for anyone listening, how do you personalize your routines or your devices? Is there something you do that makes your day feel more like yours? If you've got ideas, send them our way. I mean, I'm always looking for new sticker recommendations, just saying.
And if you're not sure where to start, maybe try joining a group or workshop. Sometimes just being around others who are exploring their creativity can spark your own ideas. Plus, it's a great way to connect and share experiences.
All right, let's get real for a sec. Sometimes, even with the best routines and all the creative outlets in the world, life just gets overwhelming. That's where support networks come in. Whether it's friends, family, or a group you meet through a community centre, having people to lean on makes a massive difference.
Absolutely, and there are so many ways to find support. Peer groups, online forums, local organisations, they all offer different kinds of connection. I recently spoke with a peer group here in the UK that meets weekly for meditation and sharing stories. It's not just about the mindfulness practice, though that's a big part of it. It's also about knowing you're not alone in what you're experiencing. That sense of community can be incredibly grounding.
Yeah, and you don't have to wait until things get really tough to reach out. Sometimes just chatting with someone who gets it can take the edge off. And if you need more support, there are professionals out there, NHS therapists, charity counsellors, even workplace or uni support services. It's all about finding what works for you and what feels accessible.
And let's not forget about stress management techniques, mindfulness, deep breathing, guided imagery. These can all help you stay present and manage anxiety. Even just taking a few minutes to listen to music or read a book can be a form of self-care. It's about building a toolkit of strategies you can draw on when you need them.
Totally. And if you're listening and thinking, yeah, but I don't know where to start, that's okay. Try one small thing, maybe a breathing exercise or joining a group online. It doesn't have to be perfect. We're all figuring it out as we go, honestly.
Exactly. And remember, it's not about doing everything at once. Even small steps can make a big difference over time. And if you ever feel stuck, reaching out for help is a sign of strength, not weakness.
All right, that's us for today. Thanks for hanging out with us on Beyond the Label. We'll be back soon with more tips, stories, and probably a few more sticker recommendations. Eric, always a pleasure.
Likewise, Ruby. Take care, everyone. And remember, you're not alone on this journey. See you next time.
Catch you later.